then he has an overseer that looks after it.
Now, the wheat, now they would tie it. Have you ever seen them tie it up into
together?
Is that what they would do?
Get the seed out of it, shell it somewhere. I asked Art about that. And he said then they grind that up.
Well, now, things like wheat and corn, they measure it by the
pound?
By the pound, is that how they?
By the bushel.
The bushel.
If they have a bushel. But if they're in the store, it's going to be a pound.
Then
a penny extra.
And then, now you were talking about things that, like cornmeal, things that you would make with cornmeal. Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Yeah.
What would that be?
It's just to make it with cold water instead of milk. And it's good, I think.
Do you bake it? Just with cold water
And they put salt in it.
Always put some salt.
I always put just a little sugar in any kind of vegetables, though. I think it makes it better. Sugar's getting scarce now, though.
That's right. Getting to be so expensive, it just costs too much.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. What about corn pone?
Well,
what would that be?
That would be made up like that and put in a pan to bake the corn pone. And then it's just like cracklin' bread. You make cracklin' bread that way. Just take it up and put it in your hand and fix it and put it down on the plate. Wash your hands.
Now, how does cornbread differ from corn pone?
Well, cornbread, generally you make it with egg and buttermilk and soda. But and cornmeal, but they have so many mixes now, you don't need any of that. And one thing in the sugar business now, I bet they'll sell more cake mixes than they ever did. Because that has the sugar and everything in it. And so then we have, you can cook it, fix it up with the cold water and the salt, and drop it in grease, deep grease. And they make good. They're good. Then you take them out and put them on a paper towel.
What do they call those?
Just call them just little corn pones.
Now, if you were talking about bread, and like there would be two kinds of bread, like the homemade kind, and then the kind that you buy at the store, you'd call that
store bread.
And did you ever make? I know you probably have. Something that it's kind of a sweet thing. You fry it in deep fat. And it's got a hole in the middle.
Oh, donuts?
Yeah. You've made those yourself?
We made them when we first started. We didn't have about 30 children to start with.
Oh, yeah.
And we charged them a nickel.
A nickel?
And had soup, and we'd have every day we'd have a different kind of soup and a glass of milk. Now that's what they got for their nickel. So that helped them a lot better than not having anything or bringing some cold lunch.
Sure.
And then we had